Thanks for joining us for this weekly joint meeting of the Mayor and Denver City Council. Follow along as the Mayor and City Council members hear updates from city agencies and projects, discuss important city matters, and hear about what's happening across the Mile High City. Join the discussion with your elected officials, starting now.
Thank you so much for joining us. I was excited to jump in already to our first tea presentation, but I do forget I need to do introductions and announcements first. We will start there. The distinguished gentleman to my right, could you please open us up with some introductions?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Very much appreciated, and good job last night to Madam Prez Pro Tem, Paul Cashman, South Denver District 6. Couldn't be happier to be here.
So glad you are.
Good morning, everyone. Serena Gonzalez-Gutierrez, one of your council members at large.
Good morning, Daryl Watson, representing the Fine District 9.
Good morning, Diana Romero Campbell, Southeast Denver, District 4.
Good morning, Amanda Sandoval, Northwest Denver, District 1.
Well, I think appropriate to open the morning with some congratulations, which is obviously congratulations to our new president and returning president for her second term as council president, elected last night, for those who didn't see that, and to our president pro tem, elected also to a second term as pro tem for the next year. And so thank you all so much for your leadership and excited for the next year ahead. Okay, do we have any announcements from members for people listening at home or for any of the rest of us? President Pro Tem.
Thank you. I actually, and it's perfect for the timing of the topic that we're gonna have here today. On Wednesday the 30th, so at the end of the month, we are going to have a family putt-putt day from 12 to 4 at Kennedy Golf Course. This is free and open, but you do have to register because we have timing for people to go through. So there's still some open slots for people to attend. Once you finish, you can get a hot dog, chips, and a soda as well. I know, I'm super excited there at the pub. But we want people to be able to come and join us, so just go to the website and register. But it's on Wednesday, June 30th, 12 to 4.
Great.
Kennedy Putt-Putt.
Other announcements, Councilman Watson.
You know, I can do putt-putt. We're going to be talking about the tee for Colorado Rocky Mountains. I'm not a golfer, so I may come join you and do some putt-putt.
Ooh.
I may come. This Saturday, we're having the annual Brick City picnic at Mestizo Curtis Park. It starts from 12 and it goes until 7 p.m. This is an annual event in community. It is one that should not be missed. So Saturday, July 26th, 12 to 7, Mestizo Curtis Park in the amazing Five Points neighborhood. Thank you. Mayor?
Thank you. I'm wondering, were you a singer in high school or college? Did they must have recruited you
shower.
To the a cappella.
In my shower.
Such a great voice. any choir teacher should be fired if they missed the chance to recruit you in high school. Any other announcements? Okay, well, we are delighted. We do have one very exciting item on the agenda this morning, which is we have our team here from First Tee to talk a little about the program, how it's working, how people can get involved, what a great service it provides. And so I would be delighted to bring them on up. Welcome to come up to the table and join us. We'd love to have you tell us a little bit about the program and how it's going.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I'm Paula Pierrefoy. I'm the junior golf director for the City and County of Denver and the CEO of First Tee Colorado Rocky Mountains. I'm excited for a few reasons, because many, many years ago, I used to be either in the control room or behind the camera for Channel 8. Oh. I used to watch you guys all the time.
We're sorry that you endured that, but we're so glad
you stuck with us. It was great that my friends from Channel 8 came up and said hi. Love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm also excited to be here because I get to share how your municipal golf courses have changed my life, but how they're impacting hundreds and thousands of kids. Excuse me. So many people, when thinking of golf, might envision an elitist sport, and that's fair. Golf hasn't always been welcoming to all people. But you'll be proud to know that Denver Golf and First Tee have been working to change that for many years, not only by offering free adaptive equipment for people with disabilities, to affordable beginner group lessons, to free programs for youth. About the City of Denver's junior golf program specifically, we have two main areas that most of our programs are divided into, our on-course programs and our in-school programs. Our on-course programs are typical of any program you might see at any golf course. There's a fee for participation and anyone can sign up. However, there are lots of things that make us very different. While our programs on course are fee-based, no participant is ever turned away for the inability to pay. The way that we do our golferships, I call them golferships because I don't want you to confuse them with scholarships, college scholarships, because we do that as well, and I'll talk about that later. But the way that that works is we'll have a parent call in or email us, tell us what they can afford, and we send them a coupon code. They show up to programs, no one knows the difference. We have a huge range of classes for different ages and abilities. We start at 4 years old and go all the way up through high school. I would even say my college students are still my participants. We have beginner classes for all age levels, all the way to year-round advanced instruction programs and competitive tournament play. We even have three divisions of tournaments, 18-hole, 9-hole, and par 3, to fit all ages and ability levels. The biggest difference with our programs is our life skills and core values. The core values are responsibility, integrity, sportsmanship, judgment, important traits for all of us to have. The life skills are techniques and lessons that help our students develop and practice the core values. Life skills can be as simple as learning to have a firm handshake while looking someone in the eye to demonstrate confidence, all the way to more complex skills like how to resolve conflict to end in a win-win situation, and how to define and set goals. These core values and life skills are seamlessly integrated into our golf lessons, so students are discussing them at the start and end of class, but practicing them during the golf activities. The second area of our programs are our in-school and after-school programs. All of these programs are free to children, free to schools, free to families. We have a read and swing program that focuses on literacy and a club building program with a written curriculum that sneaks in math and science, which results in two brand new custom fit golf clubs for participants to be proud of building that they can take to the course and practice with. We also offer in-school physical education programs to help PE teachers. How many of you had golf in schools? You did?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I was hoping nobody raised their hand, but I was going to say it's because...
He's a very unique character.
Yeah, I was going to say because
than the rest of us.
30 kids swinging golf clubs in a PE class is craziness. So
yes.
we come to the schools and we bring an army of volunteers, staff, equipment, and fun golf lessons so that we can supplement physical education in schools.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing from my PE classes. golf clubs.
Between our in-schools and our on-course programs, we have something available for any kid of any age and any walk of life to get started with us and stay involved beyond graduating from high school. We even have non-golf programs like our Youth Leadership Council, a way to allow our older participants to be involved in a leadership capacity. In order to keep our instructor to student ratio low, we try to have one instructor to every 2 to 3 participants. We hire more than 100 high school age 14 to 18 year old junior coaches. Our junior coaches help keep the participants safe. They make sure that they're learning from the activities, but most importantly, they're serving as great role models for the participants to look up to and help keep the classes fun so they come back year after year. The process to get a job with First Tee is rigorous. You have to submit an application, a letter of recommendation, your grades, a resume, and if that isn't daunting enough for a 14, 15, 16-year-old, we make them interview in front of a panel of adults. But then what we do, which is so impressive, is throughout the summer we'll have a professional development program that reviews their applications and resume, examines their interview answers, and discuss what interviewers are looking for. It is one of the coolest things we do, and it's unique to our chapter. And I can tell you that by the 5th year, when these kids are done interviewing with us, they are going on and killing it. They're so polished. We have been responsible for the research and acquisition of 71 college scholarships for our participants, and I'm proud to say that 44 of them have been funded by First Tee. And new this year, we're offering a vocational education and training scholarship because we know college just might not be for everyone. The First Tee nationally also has opportunities for participants. Like, we have life skills and leadership academies, but the pinnacle for any serious participant is the Peer Insurance Open at Pebble Beach. And since our participant won at the inaugural year in 2004 with Craig Stadler, he carried the team, by the way. I hope Craig's not watching. We've had at least one participant qualify almost every year. So now we're celebrating our 23rd year, and at the end of this year, we'll have served more than 93,000 children. Annually, we're serving more than 12,000 participants at our golf facilities, recreation centers, MyDenver, and 65 different schools. We are the second largest chapter in the world of more than 150 chapters, and it's not fair because we're competing with California and Tampa Bay, but we're the second largest chapter, and we've gathered concrete statistical data that shows our Read and Swing program is helping participants improve at least one grade level. Between our in-school programs and our golferships, more than 9,000 of the 12,000 kids we serve are free or reduced fee participants. So what are we going to do now? Our next goals are going to be even bigger and challenge us further. As part of our 2030 strategic plan, we're going to try to bring our programs to every child in our service area with a special emphasis on those that are overlooked. Kids with disabilities, kids that are homeless, kids outside of traditional education institutions, and those that might be left out. So as I mentioned, we have terrific partnerships with other youth-serving organizations, school districts, recreation centers, MyDenver. We also have 4 junior golf courses dedicated to the free practice and play of children only. Adults are not allowed unless they're accompanied by a child. Through Denver Golf, we are also able to offer the Junior Aces Pass, providing free rounds of golf, range balls, and golf club rental. Denver Golf also provides the Junior Aces Pass to the Denver Just Play program, and PLAY stands for Police Leading Active Youth. Additionally, we have made partnerships with organizations whose goal is specifically to give under-resourced children opportunities they might not have had otherwise. All of these programs are free to the providers and free to the families. I've highlighted a couple on our partnership slide, but the Sims Viola Foundation is dedicated to improving the life outcomes of young men and boys of color. And Cobbled Streets, which is near and dear to my heart, is dedicated to children who are homeless and in foster homes, because I spent a little time in a foster home myself. Because we are part of Denver Golf, we're able to operate as one of the most efficient nonprofits. 80 cents of every dollar we raise goes directly to youth programming. In comparison, the average nonprofit allocates about 65 to 75 cents per dollar to programs. As Denver Golf's junior golf program, many of our core costs are already covered, allowing us to focus resources where they matter the most, supporting and impacting children. You will also see on my graph, if you're looking at the slideshow, the kids that we started serving really ramped up. It's because in 2013, we made a bold goal to serve 10,000 unique participants by 2020. And thank goodness we did it a year early, because we couldn't go to schools in 2020. But now we're back to pre-pandemic, pre-COVID levels, and still growing. And so you're thinking, wow, First Tee sounds awesome. How come I didn't know about this? Shame on me and my marketing team, right? But we're at www.firstteecoloradorockymountains.org, and there's tons of ways to get involved or learn more. So thank you for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. Questions, comments for any of the council members about your great presentation? Councilman Cashman.
Yeah, well, I was telling the team, I walked in and saw the flyer as I was driving into work. I play a little golf, my son does, and we've been talking about wanting to get his kids, 15 and 12, into golf for about 2 years. And literally, as I was pulling into the parking lot, we were talking, he said to me, doesn't Denver have a First Tee program? So great presentation. I'm glad to know the details. It's perfect for what we want to do. And it really is exceptional how far past golf you go with what you offer the kids. That's what I'm really excited about. So thanks a bunch. We'll be in touch.
How would a parent or a child who's interested find you? Do they just go to the website, or what would be?
Yeah, a general Google search for junior golf will pop up first. But on the website, we're working with, like I said, we have a master list of 65 schools. Most of that has all just been word of mouth. We're targeting Title I schools because we want to hit the kids that really could use some outdoor. Something maybe that they wouldn't be exposed to otherwise. The school program is generally word of mouth, but on our website, there's contact information there.
Great. Other questions, Councilman Watson?
I thought Council President had her.
Madam President?
I don't have a question, just a comment. We have First Tee at Willis Case near in my council district. And I know several people, I've had cousins who worked for First Tee, and it is a pathway. My daughter was at East, and they actually do have a golf program. And long story, she transferred over to North where I went. And she actually brought girls golf to North High School. And so for the first time ever in 2016, we got girls golf program. And we have a girls golf program and now a boys golf program. And what we're attempting to do is use the First Tee program at Willis Case to filter up to the golf program that's at North High School. And North is our home course. The hard part is it doesn't have a driving range, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so one of the key things, especially for women, is women have to play in the awful season, which is something I'll take on when I'm not on council anymore. Yeah, I'm going to change that because it's the, I can't remember the state league, but they make us play in January. And so all the men start right now. All the boys, everywhere, they're starting. My friend is the coach, and he starts right now. And the girls start their practices in January and play in February and play in March. But one of the things as a woman golfer is it's your drive, and then it's your short game that can actually make you very competitive. And that's what I like about the First Tee program is they teach you your short game. For women, that takes a total advantage. So my daughter just played last weekend. She's 23 now in Vail, and she shot at 84.
Wow.
But that was her starting. And then what she did when she was at North is she went to state, and then First Tee contacted her, and then she became a teacher for First Tee, because what they say is that when you actually have to teach the sport, you actually learn it better. Right. So she actually was a teacher at Willis Case Golf Course. Her feelings are hurt. She thinks we should have a driving range. I won't even get started with that because girls have to drive and then they have a short game. But just something to think about that while you're promoting this, I love that you have two women there because for those who don't know, 76% of girls' golf scholarships go unutilized because you don't know about it, because it's not talked about, and because it's always like, oh, my son will play golf, or oh, my nephew will play golf, and there's no one out there advocating for the girls that can play golf. She got a full ride scholarship, but unfortunately her program was canceled because of COVID, so she didn't go. But it's a game changer for the girls who do get those golf scholarships, and First Tee does give them. So just want to say thank you. It changed my family's whole trajectory of knowing my daughter can play golf, and she has like her golf bag and has it, it's stitched. It's not my golf bag. Everyone thinks I'm Isabella, but just want to say thank you because your program took my daughter to another level by having her go teach for the First Tee when she was in the golf program at North.
What's your name?
Isabella.
Oh man, that's awesome. Yeah. You said your cousins too also work for First Tee?
Yeah, Taylor Trujillo.
Taylor Trujillo.
Yeah.
She spoke at our luncheon last year.
Yeah, she told me. She was really nervous.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
I've known her since she's 14.
Yeah. That's how, and Taylor helped Isabella figure out the First Tee program. Yep.
I feel like you all planned this.
No.
It's a very powerful testimony that you have sitting right here in the council.
Taylor just called me the other day.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it changed Taylor's trajectory. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Council President. Councilman Watson.
Just quickly, I was going to say, we can help with getting this information out. If you have newsletter-ready information for First Tee, I would love to put it in our newsletter. We have it's sent to 8,000 residents of District 9 and whoever else touches it. So if I can work with someone from your communications team, I would love to have it. And I'm sure most of the other council members would love to put something in their newsletter about it as well.
I also just, I've passed out these, it's in the major, it's like the frequently asked questions, much of it I've covered, but I passed those out and it, just in case you guys want those, but definitely we would love to use your database and put out our newsletter. That'd be fantastic.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
President Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you for the presentation. I think it's, you know, perfect timing. We are having an event that is hopefully going to bring a lot of people from the community on to, or at least to the putt-putt golf, little golf course that we have over at Kennedy. I'm born and raised in Southeast Denver and lived next to two great golf courses, right? So on Kennedy on one side and Wilshire on the other, which will be celebrated in 100 years next year. But living between those two amazing golf courses and never once having stepped foot on either one of them. And that wasn't what my family's history was. So a little bit different as far as what the access was or even seeing that as a possibility. I went to a high school that did have golf, both a men's and women's, or boys and girls golf teams, and yet never even an ounce of, like, never saw myself as being able to do that. And so I think that this is really great as far as a pathway, can definitely share the information and I think expand what we have and how people see themselves reflected in golf. And for the first time, I just started, I'm like, I should probably learn how to play golf. And so, you know, my golf instructor's over here sitting in the audience. Susie's been great to be able to take the time and has been teaching me how to play golf. But that's for the first time, actually went to Kennedy, first time on a driving range, first time, you know, I've been to the pub at Wilshire, but, you know, have, and that's where we hold the senior luncheon, but never on to the golf course. So I think this is great being able to expand additional opportunity for everyone, and starting young makes a huge difference.
It does.
Yeah, thank you.
Totally agree. Thank you. Any other? Councilman Cashman.
Yeah, just a thought, you know, as the councilwoman, President Pro Tem said, I talked to so many people who've never been on a golf course. And I always tell, you know, friends who tease about golf, it's like, you know what? No matter where you are, the golf course is very likely the most beautiful piece of real estate in wherever you are. And it is a shame. And I remember, I think St. Andrews in Scotland, the birthplace of golf, is closed on Sundays, and people go out and picnic on the golf course. And I wonder if that's something at some point we might want to consider to another way to bring people to find what is a golf course even about? What is it like? But yeah, it's getting more people out onto the course that it hasn't been accessible to is a wonderful thing. I appreciate what you do. Thanks, Kendra.
Thank you. Any other comments? Thank you so much for your presentation. Thanks for the incredible work you do. We are excited to help get the word out so we get more young people to come join you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you all.
Thank you all, members. I know we had a late night last night, and so we are done with our business for this morning, and so we are adjourned, and have a great Tuesday. Thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you.